You are listening to.
Listening to.
You are listening to.
Black is.
Black is.
Black is.
Black is.
Black is.
BlackIsOnline.com.
Break!
What's going on, y'all? Welcome back to another episode of The Break, brought to you by the Black Is Network. So we're jumping into the fourth and final portion of our conversation around rape and rape culture. If you haven't had a chance to listen to the previous episodes, I recommend you do so. It's been a heavy topic, man, but a lot of good stuff has come out of it, a lot of good conversation. In this episode, we discussed the consent line, emotional manipulation, and the chase. The crew members on part of the show are Casey, Tash, Shelby, Leisha, Merc 80, E Color from the Hip Hop Digest, and myself. Man, yeah, this is good. I hope you guys have enjoyed it. So let's get into it.
You know, because they thought it's just game. You know what I'm saying? They thought it was cool to do.
And also, I have an issue with it being blamed on black people. You got Ben Roethlisberger out there. You got all these people
doing all kind of stuff out here. It is not just black men doing it. And I resent that.
No one says no.
He just said it's us. It's
well,
look,
because our fear is attuned, heightened to
as
it,
a people,
especially.
Not black women.
As a people, we are heightened to, wait, are you going to accuse me of rape? Are you going to rape me? We're constantly looking at each other. We're still discussing. Our context of discussing this is in such a way to where we're afraid of the weaponizing of it against us, because that's constantly how we're valuing black women and how
talk,
we're valuing
it's
black
scared
men.
To talk about because we've been
and I'm not saying it doesn't happen in Latino communities or anything, but
I think when he uses the word, when he says we have been raped, he's meaning our entire culture.
Yeah, I get that.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. So that's why we're worried about the weaponization about this. And I know that it happens in lots of under the communities, but I'm saying that we're especially attuned to talking about it that way rather than also thinking on the other side, like, yo, how often have we actually valued women? How often have we actually valued black women? Women who are constantly told that they are not valuable. Don't wear your hair straight.
Bruh,
don't talk this way. We do.
You?
We do.
And then, but we're not the only ones.
Even as
we
a
do.
Culture,
no.
I think we have up until maybe like the late.
Dog, I had to hold. You
okay,
guys
no,
are,
I'm not dismissing none of that. I'm not going to sit here and victimize or put the process on any person. I know a lot of dudes, right? I know a lot of dudes. I don't know every black man or white man, but I know a lot of dudes. And there's a very small percentage of them. All night I'm listening to you. I'm like, damn, I mean, God damn. I know, like, for real, I know probably two dudes that be on some bullshit.
That's
and
enough.
I talk to them. I didn't say it's, I'm not saying, well, see, it's not enough. I'm saying, because you're saying it like, you're saying way more.
Very dangerous. But that's what they
I'm not saying none of this stuff is right. I'm just saying, damn, don't put us all, because I never thought about rape. None of my mind, when I'm dealing with a woman, I'm never like, oh, I better not do this or I better not say that. I know that's just me, but there are other people like me, just like there are other dudes out there who want to pull their dick out. So it's both sides to the story. It's not just one side.
Yeah,
and I tend to be in the middle about it. I'm not going one way or the other. I'm not going to push all the way over there. I'm not going to push all the way over there, because I am just basing this on my, just like you may be basing it on your personal experience.
But, you know, it's funny because I don't necessarily, well, first of all, you know, not every guy's going to be open about their views, and you might have friends that do have different views that haven't shared it with you because these aren't necessarily the most popular views. But for me, it's not as much about even like actions per se as like, but like when I see the topics come up on Facebook as an example, and I see, like, for example, during like the whole Ray Rice thing, and it was like black men like so hardcore like defending, in my, from what I saw, like,
really?
Oh my
yes.
God.
Any
yes. Yes. And I was just like, God, it's like, what the heck? You know what I mean? Like, we get it on every end. And every issue that comes up that's a gender issue is when I start to see the divide. And I'm saying, with yes, Bill Cosby, perfect example. If I have to see one more man still act like there's a possibility that Bill Cosby is innocent, and I'm like, you're basically saying that the, you know, that however many women, even if you want to minimize the amount of women that have accused him, and I'm just like, it takes that many women for you to believe something against one man, and it's like,
fuck, don't want to go against the group.
100 women had to combat the power of Bill Cosby.
That's what I'm saying, and all that I'm saying is that these aren't men that I don't think that they go about their lives like, yeah, I'm out to score a chick, but then when the issues come down, like where they fall, it becomes very apparent, and it's just like that misogyny that's like really, really deeply entrenched. And I mean, it's become like to the point that I'm like,
I'm kind of like not in that bubble.
The gender issues that I see, like, almost, I mean, it's just crazy because obviously on race we're united, but then as soon as the gender comes along, but we're by the wayside. Clearly, it's like they're all with the men, and I'm just like, dang, you know? Like, what the heck?
But it's another difference between us.
Me, you, Tash, Chris, we don't have to worry about going to a bar and somebody, a girl, slipping something in our drink. We don't even think about that part of life. There is a completely different existence in which a person could completely find themselves doing certain things. A woman could find herself doing that. Yeah. And I would urge you to talk to... really talk to some of your homies and be like, hey, so remember that time you told me about X, Y, and Z? What did you say happened? Oh, yeah, you know, she said that she kind of liked me or whatever. So later on, like when we got in the room, I pushed her up against the wall and I pulled my dick out and I was like, yo, what's good? You might think that the dude presented it as game, like, yep, I'm Captain Save-Em. And you might think for a second that if possible, on the other perspective, the woman was kind of like, oh, shit, what do I do right now? Fight or flight. I don't know what to do. It could be like that. And there are a lot of dudes who present and think that certain things are normal to do. And we're actually thinking that this is cool.
Well, we don't educate.
And I'm not saying that there aren't other decent men. I've never raped a woman. I know lots of men that have not done that. But if all of us can name two or three... if all of us can name them, then we know that it's out there.
It has to be taught. It all goes back to education. We would have to have, in the sense in the family, we'd have to have the mother and the father talk to the son about your physical power when it comes to your relationship with a woman. Because every example in here, 90% of it was, I felt physically afraid for my life. Like, I could be overpowered. I'm not afraid. Yeah, like you said, I don't know what age it was when I finally figured out, when you really hear it, like, oh, if I'm walking to my car at 10 at night and it's like one light out, I'm not afraid. I mean, maybe I'm like, oh, somebody don't jump me. But I'm like, it's another dude. It's not a girl, like a girl coming and like actually beating me up. Not with a gun, just physically beating me the fuck up and taking my shit or doing whatever. I don't have that fear. But I don't know at what age I realized that that was a fear for women. No, we're not telling our sons that, look, you can be physically intimidating. When you do this, this is how she is going to feel.
Yeah.
We don't do any of that. And I agree that we need to do more of that, a whole lot more. But at the same fucking time, the father and the mother have to talk to their daughter and say, look, because you're a woman, you may get treated like this. Fuck that. If a motherfucker come to you and step, this is what you can do. I will tell my life, if you physically fear for your life, he did. He did. I don't give a fuck. If you physically feel like I can't get up, if he nigga tries to physically rape you, do whatever the fuck you got to do to get out. Blind him, all that shit. If he tries to kill you, kill him. I don't care. But you are not going to be, no, I don't. You do not have to take that.
You have the right to say no.
Physically, I get it. But you are not going to let that mental fear kill you. You can't. And unfortunately, people throw that around all the time. And I don't want it to be like, I have to tell my son this. No, this is it. What I don't want is it to be like, I have to tell my son this. But you know what? If I don't want to tell my daughter, that's okay. Because what I need the men to get it.
But it's like if I want to teach the guy not to be a pimp, I have to teach my daughter not to be the hoe. It doesn't work if the pimp and the hoe do not come together to make it happen. You don't have this industry without one or the other. If no women want to be strippers, there ain't no strippers.
I know. I think, but when you talk about,
but if you can't, but yes, but I mean, if you,
well, I think Chris,
but if it's not physical, if it's not physical, if you're not physically afraid of this nigga, why are you letting this happen? That would be my question. If it's all,
listen. Like Chris wrote in a text, you know, the consent line is always visible. Just how visible depends on your upbringing. And so there's always a consent line somewhere. And just based on your point of view, where that line exists can fluctuate. And the thing is, coming to mutual terms with one another or with an individual about where that line is. And, you know, it probably takes you out of the moment when you're like,
you gotta sign that contract.
Yeah, well, you got to sign that contract. But it's all a negotiation, and game is getting the other person to entice them to come seduce you, or seducing the other person and giving their consent, or, you know what I mean? Like, yeah, that's it.
I'm asking all brethren in this room, listening to this podcast, hold your other brothers accountable for their behavior.
Yes.
Because if this is really happening at the numbers that you guys are stating there that it's happening, even if it is a small percentage, it's a small percentage too much. And if you hear a dude, like Yohanse has said this at least 100 times tonight, don't pull your dick out. Let's just start there. Let it just be a known fact. In a given situation with a woman who you do not already have a romantic relationship with, just assume it's not okay to pull your dick out. Because nothing about that speaks to romance or respect. Right. Nothing about pulling your dick out is romantic or respectful. Yeah. So just don't do that. But brothers, like, for real, hold your dudes accountable. If they're talking about they, you know, they got game, or they were able to bed this chick, whatever the case may be, get some info. So how did it happen? You do know that's not right. That isn't cool. You probably shouldn't have done that. Doesn't sound like she was comfortable. That could go bad for you. Don't do it. And if you're raising young men, make sure that they are clear on what's respectful to what's not. And what Chris said, I know we're going to do that for our daughter, because I feel like that's how I was raised. There are just going to be certain situations. I think I want Isley to be able to pinpoint, I should not do this in this circumstance right now. Part of it has to do with what you're consuming and how much you're consuming and when and where. Like for me, when I was in college, I got down with my friends, but I was really with my friends, my home girls. I wasn't sitting around with guys who I didn't know or who I just met getting any kind of drunk or anything. If it was my homeboys from high school, that was one thing, because I knew them since I was 13. So if five of them show up and somebody roll a blunt, I wasn't worried, because I'd known these guys since I was children. But people, I remember, I think I told you guys in the text, or either I told you, I had a situation where I met a guy at a function when I was at UCLA, and he wanted to go on a date, but I didn't know him. And so I told him, okay, I'll meet you at, we're going to go to the movies and dinner. I said, I'll meet you at the restaurant. He said, so wait, we're going to take two cars to the restaurant and then two cars to the movie theater. I said, yeah, I'll meet you at the restaurant. We'll have dinner and then we'll leave there and I'll meet you at the movie theater. And he was pissed. He's like, oh, I see you're not serious. You don't actually want to go out on a date with me. I said, no, I do, but I don't know you well enough to put myself in your car by myself. I just don't know you. I'm trying to get to know you.
You just
gave, that's the manipulation.
That is an example of manipulation.
Right.
That is a very clear example.
That's the very start.
And there are a lot of girls who will be like, oh, well, I want to go on a date and he's probably not going to do anything. Like, and not to make her sound stupid, but just like, just the
hoping that it's going to be a good thing. Hoping that it's,
yeah, not expecting the worst.
Off the boat.
Yeah.
Yes.
Because he did that on purpose. He liked me. Because my thought process was, if he likes me, it won't matter that we're taking two separate cars. And the moment that he was like, he had an issue with it. I was like, oh, well, then you're not really checking for me. Listen, at this point, I'm not checking for you.
Imagine that there is something going on out there that are making more and more copies of men like him that are telling them, yo, if she don't, nah, you got to get her to say, yeah, she, oh, you don't want to get in my car? Why not? That's messed up. Hmm. It's emotional manipulation. Hmm. It's a, and then the girl's like, well, okay, all right, I'll get in the car. Now you're in his car. Now, oh, because I got her in the car. Oh, she down.
And then even to the point where you were like, oh, you know, black women always don't trust a black man. No, no, no. Like, it's just the guilt. Like, it's just so many layers and ways you can come at it. It's not, and it doesn't mean that the girl is stupid.
And this is, again, this is happening to women our age.
Yes. I know women who have not been on a proper date in years because the guy was all like, yo, so you trying to come over? Or wait a minute, you know, I'm just trying to fuck. And it's like, well,
and
hold on.
There are men our age talking like
that. There are men our age sending dick pics to women our age.
And I know
through
women
Tinder.
Who are agreeing,
you're talking about people that are still in social media and a lot of other things. Look, that they're doing it on Tinder. They're doing it on the first phone call.
So
they're doing it on the first date.
Is social media partly responsible for why this,
yes,
like people aren't having,
I was going
genuine
to that. Yes.
Okay.
No, rape culture.
No.
Rape culture.
I think
is
it's,
the,
but
I,
people
a part
aren't having the genuine interaction.
We are now at a time where we need everything quick. We need it quick, fast, and now. And there was a period where people were like, why don't you just tell me what the fuck you want instead of this song and dance bullshit? So you've got guys who are like, look,
okay,
fuck all of the foreplay. I want to have sex, do you? Now, are there people who are going to take advantage of that? And when she's just like, no, I don't want sex, they're going to be like, well, I want to keep going. Yes, because I can do that. I'm a fucking human being. We don't make robots. Yes, I would like it where every situation, the guy would just do this. But we're human. We're not. Somebody's going to take advantage of somebody. I'm not fucking naive to be like, oh, if a guy just does this, then women will just do that. I would like it if that way, but you have to educate both. It sucks. But yeah. I am aware that guys will.
No, I mean,
like the shit where like the.
But nobody is saying
Chris,
that. You
but the dick pic shit is
yeah,
sad.
Yeah, but listen, Chris, you're still approaching it from a logical standpoint of a person saying, this is the kind of person that I am. I like to fuck. Are you down or no? Oh, okay. Thank you. You're still approaching this from a area of human decency and respect. Not that there are guys that don't care about anything except for you are an object for me to fuck. And even if you say no to me, I'm going to try to get through to you to fuck me anyway.
So do I?
Because I don't care about your no.
Because now you are the problem that's causing me problems. So what I should do is just get the fuck rid of you.
What do you mean?
Yes, like we're saying that if men, other men are fucking up my opportunity to have a real relationship with a woman because of this rape culture. So let me get rid of the motherfuckers who believe this shit.
So that just goes back to brothers start holding your brothers accountable. You fucked it up for all of us with your dick out.
But at the same time,
I need women to, Chris, you know what?
This is the whole thing. I'm like, if you just tell me, when it comes to rape culture, it is 90% 90-10 responsibility men. Just tell me that.
Yes.
I'm like, okay, well, so women are going to do, I was like, then that's like, it's all our fault. So it was like, so if you don't tell me that it's a 90-10 thing, I don't know that. When do I know that when it comes to me and you having sex, all of it is fucking on me? All of it, it's 90-10. Because if it goes wrong, rape culture, it's 90-10 my fault.
But it's not going to go wrong because you're going to be okay with her saying no. The person is going to know to respond to, oh, okay, thank you. They're going
to
be decent.
Then you have to know.
They're going to first do that when they hear the no. It's not going to really
have
ways of going wrong because they both approached each other with a decent understanding of you're a human being, I'm a human being. I would like to have sex. You want to have sex?
Yes,
no, thank you.
But it's getting ready.
Cool, but no. Oh, all right, cool.
Did you you're going, it's part of it's neutering human nature to just give the fuck up on one. I'm not saying it's right, but you're saying, I hear a no, that's it. Oh, and if you take that to do sex, it's going to lead into everything else. I'm not saying it's right or wrong.
I think the first no is for me.
No. But I'm saying, if you're applying it to everything, You're not just... No. No, no, no. I'm telling you, humans. I'm not saying this is what I want. I'm saying this is what a lot of it is. You want to go, okay, well, just say no on this situation, but this situation don't.
No.
What? No.
No. I'm saying that...
Yes, when I hear no from a woman...
Yes.
Then I should stop. If I hear no at my job, then I should be like, well, is that a real no?
Yes.
Having sex with a woman is not like going after a promotion or a project at work. It is not the same thing.
But some men might view it like that.
Yes, they do.
I'm not saying that they don't. I'm saying that it is not the same thing. You shouldn't pursue a relationship with a woman the way you pursue a project at work. So if someone says, you're not smart enough to do this project, of course you should work for that. But if a woman says, no, I don't want to have sex, she doesn't want to have sex. So that's a firm no. No in the workplace could be, I should work harder to achieve a goal. I need to train more. I need to. That's not the same thing.
Chris, I'm just Chris, asking this for the sake of asking it, though. Is there ever a situation? Yeah.
Hold on.
If there's ever a situation.
I know what you're saying. You're saying,
is there ever a situation where somebody has pursued you and at first you were like, nah, I'm not interested. And then you get to know the person and you're like, you know what? Maybe they are a little bit interested. And if they hadn't persevered, you would have never gotten
that
to
is
know
completely
them.
But that's different.
Okay.
That is completely different.
But pressuring someone to have
But that's different than pull your dick out. Do you want to fuck?
No. But there are a lot of dudes, as you were saying, part of the pursuit is sometimes, no, thank you. Oh, wait a minute. You sure? Like, I'm really feeling you. Part of the pursuit is trying to at least charm through to get the attention. Yes. I get that.
Right?
Part of it
game.
Also is if a person is just like, no, thank you, and walking away,
so
or they're minding
their shit is commingled.
Hey, bitch, what up? Hey, no, niggas are going up regardless of the no, even if it's a genuine no,
and you
saying, no, fuck you, bitch. You supposed to be coming over here. You supposed to be fucking with me. It's a lot of it is direct, no care. It is constantly going.
Oh, I know it's going. And
the thing is that part of what gets used then against the girl is, oh, you know, you're demonizing me. That's why you're saying no to me, because you're demonizing me. Dudes are really twisting the decency of things to really make girls feel intimidated to the point where they can't exercise a yes or a no. They're really doing that. I'm telling you.
Oh, I just think that...
We should be giving these women to this game, because this shit is ridiculous.
But they know that it's happening. A lot of women know that it's happening. She knows that it's happening.
Yeah, it's just changing the minds and attitudes, because when you make the choice for them to not do that, it's going... The part of it that's good is going to... There's a piece of it that's going to go away as well. And people aren't willing to get rid of that. Like, all right, if I do this, then I am, in a sense, some of the joy is going to go away. I'm not saying out of fucking rape. I'm just mean human interaction in relationships.
You know, I'm
not saying, maybe we have to.
Okay, so I just want to throw this one thing in, that we also, men and women, have been socialized to the chase. Uh-huh. And that's all of what you guys are talking about is the chase.
Yep.
And I'm not saying there's anything wrong necessarily with the chase, but the problem is very specifically when the chase goes from, okay, she said no on Tuesday, we're going to go on another date on Thursday, to we went on a date on Tuesday, I have to have sex Tuesday. And even if she says no, I'm going to figure out a way to make her have sex on Tuesday.
Yes.
Right? It's not taking away the chase. It's literally pressuring and manipulating, or whatever word you want to use, to get someone to do what you want them to do when you want them to do it. That is not the
chase.
Okay,
all I'm saying is that if you...
The fact that you can absolutely... People do it. These decent men in the room can do it.
Right, but
the fact that you were able to say no means it's possible to do it. It's not removing...
Yes.
That is not removing the chase.
But
he still is a competitive person. He's still going to go after his goals. You know what I mean? Like, all of that stuff still exists. He's just aware that that woman said no, and he was like, fuck, I hate you, but fuck.
Okay, all I'm saying is, when you get a no, I'm saying it as simple as I can. When you get a no and you leave, just understand that those few relationships where... After you heard a no, it went somebody, you decide, try it again. It went good. You have to know that that will go away. And are we okay with it? You say, well, it's not, it is going, because if you say no, it means no. Then when I hear no, I'm a robot. Okay, no, move on.
Okay, so that's another problem. Okay, so I hear what you're saying. That's another problem. If someone says, no, I don't want to have sex on Tuesday, that is not a reflection of you as a person. That does not mean that you're not sexy. That doesn't mean that she, if you give her a chance to get to know you, that she won't eventually say yes. She might keep saying no. It may not work out. But just because I say no doesn't mean that you should feel... And I understand it's different for men than it is for women because of the way we're socialized to date. I get that. Mm-hmm. But, and I understand that at the end of the day, it is rejection, and rejection is hard. I'm not trying to minimize that. But again, this is another example of the pressure that a woman feels when she says no. Now mm-hmm. she's got the weight. Like, think about what you just said. I have now the weight of saying no to you and it affecting you so much. Like, every woman. Like,
we're done.
Yeah, we're done. Like, dude, I want to go on a date with you. I want to get to know you before I fuck you. Can I please have the opportunity to get to know you before I fuck you? You just said, I'm a robot. If you say no, I'm moving
no,
on.
No, I'm.
Well, damn, can I get to know
you? Well, I'm saying, you want to change. We have to change how we are socialized.
I may need a month. No. Someone else might need
no. Just how you said. We grew
I'm sorry.
Up, no,
I'll be the weak. I'll be the weak.
No, but just how you said when we grew up and we were socialized. So in order to change the socialization,
you need to understand that no yes, does when not you, mean
yes,
that
when you. I'm saying when you no, change. No, when you change the
no doesn't mean it'll never happen.
Right.
No means not right now.
Yeah, it's not happening.
No. We're talking about an approach. When you approach
see, but,
it,
see, everything we're talking about is... there's everything we're talking about
well,
is not black and white.
Sex. I'm talking yeah, about sex. I'm
which we don't
about,
talk about. That's a whole different
yeah,
discussion
you
entirely.
If I ask you for a number and I say no, then yeah, there was probably no future there, most likely. Because right. I'm okay. saying no off the bat, right. meaning I'm not feeling anything.
Right.
But if I go on a date with you and I'm like, no, it's not happening tonight. Like, if I'm still down to go on a date the next time, then maybe it would happen the next time. You know what I mean? I think that's all that Shelby's saying. But regardless, like, I mean, I think we all, like, have navigated this world somewhat, and I guess I'm like, I'd rather err on the side of like a dude being like, oh well, peace out, and I would rather women err on that side if it was up to me.
Listen, I've been
then, you know, then just saying look, yes because
I,
they feel
I would rather
I will say from experience I've been in a few situations
right.
where the girl said no. I was like, all right, cool, we talked about it later, and then later they said yes. So the no wasn't so bad the first time around, and the reason
you
why we were
night?
Able to do yes later on is because I didn't take the no's too personally or get too mad or trip off of it. Oh, okay, I understand. You don't want to do it. If I didn't feel like having sex, I wouldn't do it either.
Right.
Okay,
right.
cool.
Yes
now I'm going to go.
You could sometimes get a yes at first. And they get a no later, too.
Okay, but
so,
then you got to
so
be cool
that's
with
on
it.
Us. We got to be like,
yeah,
all right.
And you got to still, when you hear a no,
right.
oh, all right, because there may be a situation where I would be doing anything and I said yes at first, and then I'm like, damn, this is a bad idea. Yo, we got to call time out. I have the freedom to do that. I love doing that, actually. I like exercising my right to say no or yes when I feel like it. But if she said yes, now you say no. But you said yes earlier. What the fuck, man?
There are dudes
like
that.
Like, yo, why don't we just go ahead and do it? We're already doing
yeah,
it. You don't need to go that far, y'all.
Right.
Like, just saying, you know, that is part of pushing them into a corner. It's part of the whole thing of, yeah, I did this, I did this, I poured her drink extra heavy, I'm doing this, I'm doing this, yeah, I'm about to get that pussy. That is literally how the game goes, because for a lot of men, it's how many girls can I fuck? How many? How many can I get? That is the aim, and it's harder for a girl to even enjoy sex because she felt like, damn, all right, well, shit, I didn't really want to do it today, but maybe next time, and then it's like, nah, I don't really want to do it anymore because, like, I just didn't even feel like I was even enjoy it with a yes. With a clear, genuine yes. I got gamed into the sale. You know, damn, I didn't want to walk out with this, but damn, it'd be one thing when you walk out with something and you're like, damn, he's a good-ass salesman. I really didn't need this, but shit,
right.
that nigga did it. But then it's another when you're like, fuck, man, I told myself to say no. I shouldn't have done it, but I got it anyway. Well, I got to deal with it. Right. Now you're like, fuck, well, I can't really tell anybody. Now I got to go to court. I got to get a lawyer. I got to talk to police. I got to talk about this. They're going to ask me what I was wearing. All that other shit. You got to think about the other side of like, yo, like there's a point where like, you know, we can be a little bit more logical on our feelings and decency. Mm-hmm. And I'm telling you, it's not happening. We get that because we're decent. That's why we're talking about mm-hmm. it. We're so invested about this. We don't like it. But there are so many people, and I'm telling you, some of them might be your friends because they didn't think at the time that it was a bad thing to do. Maybe culturally it was cool at the time, but now something went left, so we don't do that no more. I haven't, like when college hit, I couldn't roll up on a girl and just freak her from the back no more. I had to first, now I got to ask her to dance. When I was in eighth grade, it was cool. Oh, shit. Yo, getting lap dance. Cool. Yeah, word. Now I'm going to college. Whoa, 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 whoa. Who are you? You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know you. What's your name? You grow up, you mature. But a lot of people don't do that. You know what I'm saying? And yes, we have a culture that is feeding over and over and over again. You know, hey, you know, if you become a stripper, you can get real rich and famous and marry a baller, and you can escape your life because you already know you're worthless. So as long as you get a rich dude to want to fuck you, you're cool. Mm-hmm. You know, you get you a sugar daddy, you can get this, you can get this. It's still feeding right back to men.
And it sounds like that needs to be dismantled.
Yeah, it's changing present and prey, because you're never going to get, there's never going to be a world that does not have victims. Just like his story, like with the salesman.
Yeah.
You're going to have periods where you are the person getting sold something, and you're going to be the salesman.
We could cut it down some.
I agree. We can cut it down.
Well, let me ask you.
We can cut it down a tad.
This discussion that we've had, I mean, this is real talk right here, because I want to know just personally, because has any of the discussion changed any of your thought process at all from what's been discussed?
It just adds to it, because I know it's out there. I know there's the two extremes, and there's this huge fucking gray area in between that we all operate on. So I'm like, it does need to get better, but I'm not shocked to hear these stories. I'm like, oh, this asshole dudes out there.
Mm-hmm. Listen,
I was like, there's no way you can give somebody any kind of privilege and not have a portion of them abuse it.
Right.
There's no fucking way.
I'm going to go out on a limb and say this. Yes, there are a lot of people who, when we talk about rape culture or feminism and some things, that may go way hard on the left and say some shit to be like, wait a minute, okay, you're kind of going a little far there.
On both ends.
Yeah, on both ends. Mm-hmm. They're very much extremes. But I think that we're talking about things that we take for granted as being decent things that people are doing and thinking that is culturally or just in a large way cool. And like I said, you know, just to reiterate, you know, we are deathly afraid of that. We're deathly afraid of it, you know, understandably. But anyway, I have to go. a no means no. Don't trip. You can always get some sex one way or another, guys. So you don't have to go out of your way to make a person say yes. A girl will say yes to you because she's probably a normal human being, and when you approach her like a normal human being, you get a good, nice yes, and everybody has good yes sex, which is a lot of fun. I highly recommend it, because that's all that I do. I only do, yo, you're down? Yep. Cool. We having fun. Yo, you down? Not really. Okay. All right. Sucks for you. No dick for you.
Right.
Oh, well. Oh, well. But that's cool, because you know what? I don't want anybody making me do anything I don't want to do. So, all right.
I think the whole conversation was just giving some things for me, added some context to some things that I have been thinking.
It just makes me be more diligent in making sure that I have these conversations.
With my
friends. My friends. To have those kind of...
Follow me on Facebook and be my friend.
His Facebook feed is the best. It's one of the most entertaining ones on Facebook. He brings up so many good topics. That's why I wanted him to be here for this conversation, because he kind of started this conversation, at least on my timeline on Facebook. But you guys have added a lot of context. As I'm always blown away when I have these conversations where I feel very passionate about one perspective and then I open myself up to my fellow podcasters' perspectives, and my thought process is expanded, because I'm always thinking about it from the perspective of a parent and the situations I either want or don't want my children to find themselves in. I'm blown away that there are people that are just that damn ignorant. I think we need to go back to courting. Shit.
Yeah.
Talk to people.
Yeah. Even think of the kids when you was like, you rolled up on the hill to see the view. I mean, you would think that could be innocent on both sides.
Yeah.
But I mean, with parents like, don't go into no car with no boy.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, oh, why not? Like, you could get fucking raped.
Mm-hmm.
And everything's in a rush now, you know? Mm-hmm. Everything's in a rush, so.
Yeah.
He's over there knocked out, huh?
Okay, well, I don't know. When, as it pertains to Nat Turner, I want to see the Nat Turner film, not because of Nate Parker, but because of Nat Turner.
Right, that's where I am with it.
Yeah, and I'm going to just let that be what it is. But this is really just blowing my mind. I'm still blaming Hype Williams.
Oh my goodness.
He needs a slap on
him. We're going to have some therapy about this.
We're going for 20 years now.
Thank you for listening to another episode of the Black Is Break. We'd love to hear your thoughts on the subject. Hit us up, let us know what you think. You can reach us on Facebook at Black Is Magazine, on Twitter at Black Is Online. You can hit us up via email at kc@blackisonline.com. Leave a message on the hotline, 323-455-4219. You can always check us out on our website, blackisonline.com. Thanks again.